91X News.
It's 13 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Cook. The president and CEO of Via Rail made a stop in Belleville today to talk about the company's plans for the future. He says he will continue to make Via more accessible for passengers.
Via Rail prides itself on being the most accessible mode of transport in Canada for people with mobility restrictions, where there is being wheelchairs, but also hearing issues, blindness, or other considerations. We are the most available, most accessible mode of transport, and we can be even more accessible. And that's what we're planning to do when we renew our fleet, hopefully in the next few months.
Other goals for the future include a dedicated track corridor and reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Quinty Healthcare's four hospitals are coming together for the Reimagine campaign to raise over $1 million for a new MRI at the Belleville General Hospital. Wendy Warmer, the executive director for the Trenton Memorial Hospital Foundation, told QNET News how important it is to get the community involved in this fundraiser.
It's extremely important to have the community raise money for capital equipment, medical equipment that's critically needed at the hospital, because the government does not provide the funding for it. We could have funding to operate an MRI, but unless the community actually pays for it and helps us to get the latest state-of-the-art equipment for our hospitals, we don't have the kind of care that we deserve.
The hospital foundations in Trenton, Belleville, Picton, and North Hastings are all coming together to keep the vital diagnostic service available. Quinty West Council has set up a task force to look at allowing local businesses to open on statutory holidays. James Gaughan has the story.
We're all used to businesses being closed on stat holidays, but Quinty West Councillor Alan DeWitt thinks that needs to change.
We have invested to make our city to have a tourism industry, and yet on a holiday weekend in the summertime, you have to go elsewhere if you need to buy something.
Councillor David McHugh explains it to me this way.
You're a young businessman, you come, you want to start a business, you open up and the city says, oh, by the way, or the government says, by the way, you can't be open this day. You can't be open on the day when most business, you may do most of the business on these days, these holidays.
Not everyone was in favor of the task force. Councillor Sally Freeman told councillors holidays are precious to employees and she would not vote to let businesses open on them. QNET News reached out to her for further comment but was unable to get in touch. The task force will meet before Christmas this year. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
The province's teachers union are saying little about a government proposal to extending teachers' contracts. It's a move that could ensure there would be no contentious education bargaining in the lead-up to the 2018 election. Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation President Paul Elliott says the government broached the subject with his union, but it's very preliminary. The Elementary Schools Federation of Ontario declined to comment. Teacher and education workers' contracts currently expire on August 31st, 2017. A domestic situation becomes violent as a house fire erupted in Kingston this morning. Police confirm that one male involved in the house fire is being treated for severe burns. MPs are calling for a new research center devoted to the mental health of first responders and other public safety officers. In a report tabled today, a House of Commons committee says estimates indicate that between 10 and 35% of first responders, from paramedics to prison guards, will develop post-traumatic stress disorder. The committee urges the creation of a business institute for public safety officer health research. It would collect data, devise a research strategy, and generally recognize the particular challenges public safety officers face in their work. The MPs say the institute should be modeled on an existing one for military members and veterans, but operate separately. The committee wants the new institute to work with Statistics Canada on a national mental health prevalence survey to measure effects, including repetitive trauma exposure. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its estimates for Canadian growth in 2016 and 2017, pointing to a weaker U.S. economy than projected earlier this year. Lori Perry has the story.
The IMF is now forecasting Canada's gross domestic product will grow by 1.2% this year and 1.9% next year. Both estimates are 0.2 percentage points lower than their July outlook. Among other things, the IMF says Canada has been negatively affected by unexpected weakness in the United States. The organization has lowered their estimate for the U.S. economy by 0.6 percentage points to 1.6% for 2016 and by 0.3 percentage points to 2.2% for 2017. Lori Paris, The Canadian Press.
We are now learning that Kim Kardashian was bound and gagged by robbers who stole millions of dollars of jewelry from the reality show star while she was in Paris. Alex Marquette in Paris reports the timing of this high-profile robbery couldn't be worse for the city.
This is a very rough time for Paris, a very rough time for France in terms of tourists. International tourists, including Americans, have stopped coming in the droves that they once did. This was one of the major destinations for American tourists, and now far fewer people are coming because of those terror attacks in Paris last year, because of the terror attack that we saw earlier this year in Nice. So, as someone told me, this is the last thing that Paris needs for its reputation.
Paris police said they were analyzing footage from surveillance cameras to try to identify the assailants who wore fake police emblems on their jackets. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit would like to say welcome to new loyalist students and welcome back to those returning. Here's how Belleville Transit can make your life easier. Get your loyalist semester bus pass and save. Unlimited access to all Belleville Transit routes for one low cost. And don't forget about Route 9, your direct link between Loyalist College, the Quinte Mall, and Walmart Plaza. For complete route and fare information, go to belleville.ca and click Residence and Transit.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Cook with QNET Sports. The two local Ontario Junior League hockey teams have the best records right now in the OJHL. The Wellington Dukes and the Trenton Golden Hawks each have 9 wins and 1 loss. The Dukes' next game is against the Stouffville Spirit on Thursday night. The Dukes host the Georgetown Raiders on Friday night at 7:30. Trenton hosts the Kingston Voyageurs on Friday night. And turning to Ontario college sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team is still looking for their first win of the season. The Lancers have 1 tie and 6 losses. Their next game is on Wednesday night at Fleming College. The Lancers host Cambrian on Friday at 6 p.m. Both Loyalist rugby teams also haven't won any of their 3 games this season. The men's and women's teams have 3 more games left, and the teams host Fleming College on Thursday night. It's do or die for the Toronto Blue Jays as they prepare to host Baltimore in the American League wildcard game at the Rogers Center. The Blue Jays are sending Marcus Stroman to the mound against the Orioles' Chris Tillman. The winners of this game will go on to the American League Division Series against the Texas Rangers. Toronto won 10 out of the 19 games the teams played this season. Marcus Stroman will get the start for the Toronto Blue Jays in tomorrow's wild card game against Baltimore. He says the Blue Jays' playoff experience last season should help.
It's definitely a little more comfortable knowing that we were at this last year and we had to go through the entire thing. So there's no sense of panic. There's no sense of there's no emergency in that room. It feels like there's just another day. You know what I mean? The mentality and the confidence of this group is unbelievable from the second we showed up to spring training. And we know what we're capable of.
The Toronto Raptors conclude the Western Canadian portion of their preseason schedule tonight against the Denver Nuggets in Calgary. They down the Golden State Warriors in Vancouver in their first preseason game. The Raptors reached the NBA's Eastern Conference Final last season before losing in 6 games to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Raptors guard Kyle Lowry says there's no danger of the team feeling satisfied with themselves at training camp.
We got to go further. You know, we didn't get the gold trophy, so, you know, that's the goal, you know. So we're not satisfied with just getting to the point to where we were. We understand it's going to take hard work.
The highest court in sports has cut Maria Sharapova's 2-year doping ban to 15 months. The decision by the Court of Arbitration for Sport means the Russian tennis star will be able to return to competition in April in time for the French Open. Sharapova, a five-time Grand Slam champion and former number one ranked player, tested positive for meldonium at the Australian Open in January and received a two-year ban from the International Tennis Federation. She appealed to the Court of Arbitration in June. The arbitration panel says she bore some degree of fault for the positive test, for which a sanction of 15 months is appropriate. Her ban took effect on January 26. Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today is going to be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 20, and tonight will be a low of 12. At 12:11, it's 13 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at